Clint Stewart is on the line with us. Evan Farbach chatting with him. And Coach, Bartlesville Public Schools announcing yesterday, and you announced that you're going to step aside from the boys basketball program after 10 seasons here. I talked about it on the radio this morning. Bartlesville's only had two coaches since 2001, which is pretty crazy because I don't even know that a lot of the guys that are playing were born in 2001. I guess they weren't because it's 2024. So there's been a really good continuity in the program the last couple decades, and you've been a big part of that. And Coach, I guess the first question is, why did you decide to step aside?
Yeah, well, you know, I feel like, time is right. And, for me personally and in my life, and of course, I've my three kids, and as I was reflecting back on it, I've been the head coach for 10 years, which was means my oldest was almost two. And so, get some time back with them. And I know my wife sacrificed a lot during this time as well. And I don't know what the next step is, but, I know I'm not done coaching. I know it's a time right now in my life that get some time back with my kids and be able to support them and their dreams and aspirations as well. And but I've enjoyed it. It's been a ride of a lifetime. I've really enjoyed. Had some great players, some great coaches, obviously administration, community, and then support that I've been given over the 10 years. I couldn't have asked for more. And so I really enjoy it. So it's bittersweet, but I feel like the time is right.
Yeah, let's talk about what being the head coach here and for the program meant to you. Obviously, you're a Union guy. You graduated from there, and you went to Kansas State, so you didn't have any particular connection to Bartlesville until you moved here for the job at Phillips. But it seems like you really ingrained yourself to the community and the school, and like it seemed from sitting across press row anyway that it meant a whole lot to you over the last 10 years.
Yeah, it really did, and I'm a type of person when I jump into something or start something, I'm going to go into it with everything I have and full force. And, I really just embraced the community, embraced the school and obviously the program and just trying to do right by the kids every single day and then trying to push them to be their best every single day. And it's something I have a passion for, for me, when I got here to Bartlesville, right away I started helping out Tim Bart, Coach Bart at the high school level, just as a volunteer coach, doing it for free. I just loved being around it and did that for a couple of years and then decided to break away and kind of do the AAU aspect of it and took this, his same kids and coached them throughout the summertime, because I really felt like, okay, I can help, develop players and help him at the program level by keeping his kids playing, year round. And then, so I did that. And, obviously that worked out really well. And then that team in 2012 was able to, make it to state, which is the last team to make it to state. And so I took that realm in which I really enjoyed and did that on the girls side for a couple of years. And, and then that's when Coach Bart asked me to take over. And so it's always been a passion, and I love it. And, cause I'm just very thankful that, for the time that I've had as the head coach. And then, 10 years ago, administration looked at me and said, I was the right guy for the job, and it's been a good ride.
Let's talk about some things that stick out in your memory over that time. I know it hadn't been long since you announced that you're leaving, but there's got to be some things that kind of stick out to you as maybe some highlights.
The number one thing for coaches, and then what, at least for me personally, that I really take away from it is, being able to impact lives and, getting texts back from former players. I even had about a year ago, I had a player write me a letter that I actually have in my office, just how I impacted his life. My players, they're still coming back. I say, hey, can I put you down as a reference? Those are the things for me that mean more than any wins or losses, and so really passionate, really proud about that. And, having coaches that coach with me, with Coach Shaw and Coach Stephen Cooks, who's at Western Christian School, obviously getting an opportunity to get head coaching jobs, former players coming back. When I think about AJ Archambault and Baron Tanner and Heath, I got a chance to coach when I was a volunteer coach, and Antonio Castillo, coming back and being a part of the program. Those are the things that I really cherish, and those things mean the most to me. I'd say on the court, I think we had some big wins, and as I reflect back on the wins on the court, we beat Lake Highlands, Texas team, a few years ago and the Hoop Fest event, and it's just a crazy atmosphere, and it's a great win for us. You know, ended up beating BA a couple times, and I think 2 years ago we beat them at their place. It was a game where we had to come back down, you know, 15 or so, and then came back and changed some things up in the second half and won. And then obviously beating Union for the first time, you know, that happened, you know, 2 years ago as well. And then being able to beat Union and my former coach and Garcia, and it was a long time coming. We had a lot of chances over the years, and we were always right there, and the ball just didn't fall the right way. And you know, finally having that opportunity to beat him and beat my alma mater was obviously special as well.
Clint Stewart is on the line with us, and Coach mentioned that it sounds like you'd like to stay doing something in basketball, at least part-time. Eventually, I know you did some stuff with the TBT, but maybe hadn't, you know, settled on exactly what that looks like. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I will be doing the TBT again for K-State's alumni team, and so I'm looking forward to doing some of that. And, you know, as long as I'm kind of here around town, I plan on helping, you know, in ways that I can, whether that's getting back into, you know, doing some training or skill development with kids and, you know, trying to help them be better for the program. But we'll kind of see what, you know, ultimately what the future holds as well. And, you know, like I said, I know it is my passion. It's something I love to do. And so I know I'm not done coaching. I know it's a pause or a stop at this point in time in my life, and be able to spend a little bit more time with my kids. I coach my kids as well, you know, and so, you know, my son who's 5 and my oldest daughter who's 11, I coach their basketball team. So I'm going to be around it and impacting kids. It's just, you know, what capacity that's still to be determined.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time today and throughout the last 10 years or so, and looking forward to chatting with you again in some other capacity, but appreciate it so much and best of luck to you.
All right, Evan, I really do appreciate you, and thank you so much over the past 10 years. I appreciate you putting us on the radio and always speaking highly of the players, the team, and myself. And so thank you, and it's been a pleasure working with you.